Kareem, the last two games, you guys going up against two really good offenses. You played great defense. What's the key over these last two?
Just executing the game plan. You know, we had some things that we wanted to do coming into the last two games. And, you know, it definitely started with our front seven. Those guys were able to get pressure, you know, last week, you know, and also today. So it definitely helped us in the back end. So, you know, for us to be able to, you know, translate things from the practice field to the game field, you know, it's just a testament to, you know, how hard we work as a defense.
How much credit should Romeo get for the way y'all been playing?
A lot of credit, you know. He's definitely putting us in some good situations defensively, you know, and we're able to make some plays. So, you know, I think, like I said, he definitely deserves a lot of credit.
Was the key to stop their fifth in rushing, and they didn't do anything rushing? Was that the key, or was it what you did against Flacco?
Week in and week out, you know, we definitely pride ourselves on stopping the run first. And, you know, the guys up front did a great job of that. You know, they have a really good back and forth set. You know, and those, you know, his linemen are definitely tough. And, you know, that's what they want to do. You know, their game plan is to run the ball and, you know, get the passing game going off of that. So, you know, the guys up front did a great job of stopping the run.
How much pressure was on you guys considering you got your fourth quarterback over there? Figure you're not going to score a lot of points.
I don't think it was any pressure on us. You know, defensively, we want to go out and perform regardless if we were the first quarterback or, you know, third, fourth. For us, it didn't matter. You know, Kay stepped in. He did a great job today. You know, and just a, you know, testament to him being a, you know, a good quarterback, you know, coming in and, you know, this weekend, you know, picking up the offense. And, you know, he definitely led us out there. You know, for us defensively, we wanted to definitely go out and play a good game for him and, you know, not to have any pressure on him.
Kareem, after being on Arian for a while, to see him, what he did today with the running, the receiving, and then throwing the touchdown, how much respect do you have for him as a back in this league?
I have a lot of respect for Arian. You know, he's one of the most versatile guys in the NFL. So, you know, a guy like that, you know, he can go out and he can catch the ball. You know, we all know what he can do running the ball. So for him to, you know, to be able to create plays and, you know, create mismatches, you know, for the offense, it's definitely a great thing for us. And, you know, like I say, that guy works hard. You know, he definitely take pride in what he does. And, you know, it shows on Sunday.
They had 64 yards through three quarters. Could you, and Flacco, that's got to be one of the roughest games he's ever had. Could you see, were they getting frustrated, flustered on offense?
I'm not sure if they was getting frustrated, but for us, we definitely wanted to apply pressure early, you know, get to him and, you know, kind of rough his feathers. And I think we did a great job of that early on. You know, front seven was definitely in his face, you know, throughout the course of the game. And, you know, for us to, you know, hit him and knock him down a little bit. And, you know, in the secondary, we definitely wanted to get him off his first reads. And, you know, and for us, you know, anytime we can, you know, cover this, the quarterback's first read, we know our front seven will definitely get there.